Dow and his family coming by and helping us. Amen. I'm looking in Exodus chapter 2. If you got a Bible, want to look with me there, a few verses in the scripture. Exodus chapter 2. And this is, Exodus means departure. And they departed out of Egypt, but God had a plan. Now, I'll read the verse, chapter 1, verse 22. The Bible said, and Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. So that was Pharaoh's command to them, what they said is kill the male child, because it's multiplying. God was a blessing them, and they, thank God, was blessed of God. Amen. Even the midwives feared God wouldn't do it. He started making commands. And we find in verse 1, there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. When she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Amen. Thank God, Jochebed was the mother of Moses. And, of course, she hid him. Amen. It said 3 months. Amen. No doubt he was getting bigger and things were getting tougher. Right after 3 months, thank God she had it within her. Thank God, no doubt in a conscious way, he said it's time to do something. Thank God, before they come and take him and throw him into the river. And so the Bible said in verse 3, and when she could not longer hide him, looks like maybe there's a looking for him. Somebody might have told, thank God, about this child. He was a goodly child. He was a beautiful child. God's blessing was on him. And the Bible said she took him for him an ark of bulrushes. And she took, thank God, that papyrus. Amen, that wood. And brethren, that wood, thank God, would suck up the water and take in the water. Thank God she knew what she was doing, what she made for him. And the Bible said, and dabbed it with slime and with pitch. Amen, tarred the thing and put the child therein. And of course, at that time, he had no doubt grown in 3 months. Amen, she put him in there. And the Bible said she laid him in the flag. Up by the river's brink. Amen. She put him in the hand of God's what she did. And I'm going to tell you, that's the best place you can do it, brother. I'm telling you this morning, it's hard sometimes, amen, to put your children in the hand of God. Amen. God wants you to. Amen. But listen, a lot of times we don't want to. We got our own thoughts and plans. But God's got a plan for that child of yours. I'm glad, thank God, for a good mama that looked after him. Amen. And listen, she put him down there at the river's brink, and at that time, thank God, Pharaoh's daughter come down to bathe, and the women with her, praise God, when she got down there, the baby cried, amen. Thank God, the Holy Ghost was in that, friend. Amen, listen. And when the baby cried, she was moved with compassion, and she said, this is one of them Hebrews children, amen. And the Bible said, she went and got the child, amen. Thank God, listen, Miriam, I don't know how old she was, but she couldn't have been too old. Amen, was looking on at it. Amen, she went to Pharaoh's daughter and said, let me, you want a Hebrews? Thank God, to nurse him. And she said, thank God, she may nurse the child for thee. And she told her to go and get one. Amen. And she went and got her old mama. Amen. She got the mother of this child. Amen. And said, thank God. Amen. Thank God, take care of him. Amen. Thank God. The Bible said in the scripture, in the child, amen, he said here in this, take this child away in verse 9 and nurse it for me, for I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Amen. That was Jochebed. Amen. She said, I'll pay you. Thank God for taking care of your child. Amen. It pays, thank God, to raise your children. Amen. I'm telling you, I would not be where I'm at today had it not been for the grace of God and the God of heaven. Thank God taking care of me. But God did put a mother in my life. Amen. That raised me and helped me. Amen. She raised her children. And no doubt she raised this boy. Amen. He got old enough, brother, and had to go. Amen. With Pharaoh's daughter. And she called him Moses, which means drawn out. But I'm telling you this morning, if we ever need something in this hour, we need some mamas. Amen. And this ain't no Mother's Day message. It's a book of God. Amen. Thank God to raise our youngest. Amen. I see in the scripture and I see down through the years. Amen. Most of the children. Amen. That's been raised right. Thank God praying by somebody. Amen. It might have been a grandma. It might have been a good mama. But there was a woman in their life. Amen. That taught them. Amen. Thank God she was the guide in the house. And teach our youngest about God. No doubt right here, Jochebed. Thank God took him and got to teaching him. Amen. Thank God when he came years. Amen. He already knew, thank God, about the Jehovah. Amen. Of God, listen. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank God, my friend, the God of heaven. He already knew about him. Amen. I wonder how many youngest today. Thank God know about God in their home. I know about the things of God in their home. I know about reverence of God in their home. I'm telling you, brother, listen. Thank God, that's what we need this hour. Thank God is a home friend. Thank God it's got some God in it. Amen. Told them. Amen. About God this morning. Amen. I'm telling you one thing. Are you hearing me? We living in homes today that ain't got much God in them. Amen. The majority eat up with the world. They don't know nothing about the things of God. Amen. They don't care no more, friend. The world's got them. The school system's got them. Amen. Teaching them all ungodliness and mess going on in this land today. The television sets, the babysitter today. Amen. You give them a cell phone when they ain't God 8 years old. And you wonder why to God when they come to church. They don't really care what the preacher's preaching. Amen. They really not interested in him and what he's got to say about God. It's sad, but it's true. Amen. The children run the home now. That's sad too. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to preach my heart. But it's sad this morning when the daddy don't even have enough authority to get his own youngins in line. I remember, brethren, listen. I was raised in a Methodist church. I said it was dead. Amen. But I'm telling you one thing. You let her sit up right there and listen to the man of God. Amen. That's right. My mama. Amen. She'd swallow hard and you knew what she meant. She'd clear her voice and you knew what she meant. That didn't mean I wasn't going to make some mistakes as a child. It just meant she was ahead of me. Amen. This meant daddy was my boss. He was my father, but he, thank God, was the authority of the home. We've left her today, friend. It's just left. There's no structures in our home. Thank God today everything's being run by the children. Amen. Than what they want. Amen. Listen. Thank God we didn't have a vote at our house what we was going to do. Amen. We done what daddy said and what mama said. And brethren, I'm glad for that. I'm so glad. The older I get this day, I'll be 62 this year. But I'm telling you, I'm thankful for the raising I had. I'm glad, thank God, that God, amen, put some people in my life too. Amen. My daddy and mama, my grandparents, amen, they taught me to mind them. I was full of more foolishness than you were. But I'm telling you, he said the rod will drive it far from him. Not psychology, not standing in a corner. Amen. There is a time, thank God, that you use the rod where it's supposed to be. And that's on the back end. Amen. And brethren, we live in a day now. Amen. They might as well cut them verses out of the Bible. I must say again, I'm not for child abuse. I'm not for degrading children. I'm not my friend, thank God, treating him in an ill way. But I am, thank God, for, amen, treating him, thank God, because you love him. It did not say in the Bible, spare the rod, spoil the child. It says, spare the rod, hate the child. That's what the book says. Amen. I can preach it. I'm blue in the face, and most people sitting in a congregation have already got their own philosophy in their own mind and how they can raise their children. Listen, friend, you're not going to listen. You say, I want to raise good children. The only way they'll be good is God getting them. Amen. Before God, they need to be respectful children. They need to be children that regard the things of God. They'll never regard them if you don't. Amen. They'll never respect a man of God if you don't. Amen. Brother, that's right. But we live in our now. They ain't been taught nothing. I'm glad for the raising I had. The older I get, the more I see my raising in my own life. You probably do too. Thank God, the older you get, they say you get a childhood mind. Amen. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm telling you what. One of my favorite things to do is going to an antique store. Amen. Why? Because all them toys in there is what I used to play with. Amen. It just brings back memories. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you this morning, are you hearing me? Thank God, God entrusted the parent with the child, friend. Amen. There to raise that child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen. It's not the government's job to raise them. Amen. It's not the grandparents' job to raise them. Even though there's good grandparents, thank God. But it's the job, amen, of the parent to raise that child, that she took Moses back. Amen. Thank God, and gave her him to his own mama. And his mama raised him. Amen. No doubt, brethren, listen. How did Moses, and I know the consciousness of God, but how did Moses know that, thank God, when he, my friend, could have had a high place in Egypt, he said he'd rather suffer the afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Why did he say he endured seeing him who is invisible? She feared not the wrath of the king, but hid him. And God, there's some things this morning you ought to hide them from. You can't hide them from everything. I say one of the other side of the curse is that when children get up, a lot of times they've been hid from so much that they don't have an idea of what decision to make, what kind of act they need to do toward making a decision. They're going to have to be tested. Listen, we have to be tested. No man knows where he's at till he is tested. You don't know what kind of faith you got until it's tested faith. You don't know, friend. I tell you, brother, listen. Amen. I don't know. I cannot tell you. That's God telling you. But I can preach to you and tell you, thank God, there's a balance in this thing. Amen. There's a balance in it. Amen. Listen. There's a ditch on both sides of the road. Thank God, you can be too loose and you can be too hard. I know that's right. And you got to find it. Amen. There's got to be a time. Thank God, that you got to give them a little room and let them grow up and let them be disciplined. Thank God, mama, get your hands off his neck. Amen. Let God help him. I'm telling you, it's sad. But we see young men today. And can I preach this a little while? Thank God, we see in boys raised up like girls. That's sad to me. I'm telling you, they ought to be able to sweat. Amen. They ought to be able to know, thank God, what mud is. It ain't going to hurt them, thank God, to get in it. Let them, thank God, jump in the mud puddle. Amen. Thank God, let them get a car, a gun. Amen. Thank God, don't give them effeminate things. It's sad. We're living a day. Thank God, boys want to grow their hair like women. Amen. Girls want to cut it off like a man. God forbid. It's sad. But I'm telling you, God made me a man, and God gave me a woman. Amen. Listen, I set her up like that. And if you ever going to thank God, I do anything for God, friend, you're going to have to do it God's way, or it won't be done this morning. That's right. Thank God she took him and raised him. Amen. He knew in his own heart. Remember, after this, you can read the scripture. It came to pass when he was grown, the Bible said, they do grow up. Amen. I'm telling you, brethren, listen. They'll have to find their own path. Amen. They'll have to find the path of God. I can't draw that path out. I can't take a young man. I can't take this boy right here. Amen. And draw his path out. But I can tell him to obey God. I can tell him to follow God. I know that's a general statement, but it's a true statement. Amen. When he gets, thank God you're 13 yet. 12 years old, and he'll be 13 next, amen. He'll be a teenager. It just seems like when they get a teenager, thank God they're 25 instead of 13. Amen. I know I've been there, and my daddy and mama wasn't as dumb as I thought they were because they had already been a teenager. Amen. They knew what teenagers do and what teenagers think and what teenagers say. Amen. In my house, thank God. Amen. When I was raised, amen, brother, and I'm thankful for the goodness of God, but I'm telling you, it didn't change the rule of the house. It didn't change. Amen. I told my youngins, amen. I said, as long as you live here, I want you to know, amen, I'm the boss. Amen. I don't care if you're 35. That's the way it is. Amen. There's a lot of toleration, and there's some things that, amen, I'll tolerate. But, brother, when the lights go out in the house, it's time to go to bed. Amen. And you ain't going to run around at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning after midnight in the morning and wonder what in the world. I'm not going to bed wondering where you're at. It ain't a happening. Amen. I tell you that if you live with me. Amen. I'd say there's a time you got to be in. Amen. Listen. Brethren, listen. Our home's in a mess today. Our parents have no control no more. That's why they feed them medicine and everything else. And they can't control them. I'm not saying some medication's not needed. But I'm telling you, thank God, amen, the Board of Education, amen, on the seat of learning, it'll help them, amen. I'm telling you, brother, listen, thank God, when you spank a child, it's because they lie, amen, a direct act of disobedience, amen, not just because they make a mistake or they fail somewhere, but that when they lie to you, amen, a direct act of disobedience, amen, we don't say, well, that'll be all right. Oh, no, God don't say that. Amen. Listen, God put us in charge. Amen. Ain't God, the man should be in charge of the house with his wife. Amen. But we live in a day now. Ain't God, friend, that they not in charge no more. And they don't want the charge. Amen. I know it's kind of rough, but I ain't meditated on what I'm preaching. I'm just preaching what comes to my heart. And I'm telling you, we in a mess in this day and time. I know people don't like it, but it's just the way it is. Amen. I would be called an oddball and out of step with the world, but I don't want to be in step with the world. I want to be in step with God. Amen. I'm telling you the reason. Thank God, Brother Keith. Amen. We've talked, me and you. We've had similar childhoods and we had similar parents. Amen. And that's just the way it is. And I'm thank God that God gives somebody, amen, in somebody's life. Amen. Thank God to help them along the way. I'm glad that God let me be raised the way I was. Amen. We wasn't a Christian home, but we was a home that had standards and respect. And amen. And we did pray at the supper table. Amen. Some people don't even pray at the supper table. They ain't got time enough to even bow their head and give God thanks for the food. Even Jesus did that before he fed the 5,000. Amen. Even Paul did that on the ship, thank God, when they ate. It's always in there. Everything, give thanks. It's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, friend. Thank God, I never sat at a supper table and looked at mama and said, I don't want this. Amen. They'd have put the hammer on me. Amen. But a lot of kids, they'll say, I don't want to eat this. Amen. I don't want to go here. It ain't your choice. Amen. That's right. Brother, listen, I never said that. I'm just thankful we got to go out and eat. And that was very rare. Amen. In my day, you didn't have all these restaurants. You had a fish camp we'd go to. We had McDonald's. It didn't open up. I was in high school. Amen. We had Ray's hamburgers. Amen. That was up there where that Christo's is. And you'd go in there. It looked like, thank God, amen, the Jetsons. Amen. And them little hamburgers. Amen. granddaddy say, what you all to eat? And I say, a hamburger. I was glad to get it. Amen. That's right. Are you hearing me? Thank God today everybody's unthankful. Amen. And brother, I'm saying she had to raise him in the nurture of God. She had to tell him about God. I'm telling you, amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, it ain't because I'm preaching. I like what Brother Dow said. But I'm telling you, every child needs to be under a preacher. Ain't God preaching the word of God? Ain't God got some boldness about him? Ain't a scare of the face of who he's preaching to? And tell him like it is, thank God. That's the only way it'll work. Hey, for you to get born again is hear a man of God preach your heart. And if you don't hear it, you ain't going to get in. Amen. That's right. Praise God. We got these sissy preachers today. Fella called me Joel Osteen the other day, and I told him, boy, I'm telling you, God have mercy. Amen. I ain't nothing like him. Amen. Just got the same first name. Amen. I can't help that, but I'm telling you what. I ain't into that. I ain't into politics. Amen. I ain't into pulpit politics. Amen. I ain't in, brother, listen. I ain't God trying to chair lead and get people to smile and get an offering. Amen. I'm here to preach the Bible the best I can. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, if we're going to raise, we got a generation of young people that's coming up. We got some, amen, this, thank God, Trevor hearing these boys. Amen. These young ladies. And then we got a bunch of youngers here. I think we got about 25. Amen. Listen. I ain't got at least from the infant. Amen. Listen. I ain't got it at 13. Amen. Listen. What would be bad is they miss God because of us. Amen. Because we didn't teach them. Because we had more interest. Amen. In the world and the things of the world than we did their soul, friend. Every person's got a soul. Every man needs to get saved from sin. Every man, every boy, girl, man, woman ain't gonna have to have a new birth. It's gonna take God. I'm telling you, it's gonna take the Holy Ghost. Ain't gonna birth them in the family of God. I'm telling you, amen. That's right. I went to that little program the other night. Kate, she graduated kindergarten. Nathan and some of them, about 25, Miss Jennifer had her class down there. And I sat there and I couldn't help but cry. I was trying to hold back tears. I know my granddaughter's graduating. And I thought about all them youngins up there. And I've seen them. You've seen them come down the aisle and you give them diplomas. Amen. And how many every year she's been there and my wife there and at the school. And I think about all these children. Thank God that have come down and get that diploma. But brother, I'm telling you, amen, where's the burden at? Where's the church's burden at? It ain't about, friend. Ain't God, listen, what we can do for them in the activity life. I'm not against all that, but that ain't going to help them. Amen. Listen, they need the Holy Ghost. A church has got the Holy Ghost. That's what they need. They need a preacher. Amen. To preach to them. And they need that now. Amen. That's right. These boys. Amen. Listen. They've been praying. Amen. And listen. Thank God, I'm glad for it. Amen. I'm glad they're praying. But what about all them children you handed that diploma to? Amen. Listen. Hey, listen, friend, where are they going to be? Amen. Listen, 10 years from now, where are they going to be? I told my wife that. Amen. Listen. Thank God, when they're in the third grade, amen, she teaches. They got 25 in that class. Where will they be 10 years from now? Where will they be 12 years from now? Amen. They're singing right now. Ain't God, they're in the church right now. Amen. But where will they be when they get married? I've saw so many young men leave this church because of the girl they married and got out of the house of God. Amen. Listen, that's a trick of the devil, friend. He will never take anybody away from old time preaching and old time worship. He'll never do it. Ain't God, he will never do it. Hey, friend, listen, he'll never do it. Amen. Never will. Brother, I'm telling you, I'm of the mind and sort that Jochebed taught him. Thank God, Jochebed taught that boy. Amen. That's right, friend. I got a lot of failures in my life. Amen. I've got some faults in my life. But thank God, I know where to go. Amen. I know where to go, brother. Listen, I was 24 years old when I got saved. Amen. My grandpa was a preacher. Amen. Up in Martinsville, Virginia. Amen. I went heard him preach one time. We took a Sunday morning. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, think I can preach. Ain't God, brother, and he preached. Amen. I mean, he was a sign. Ain't God, he'd get with it. Amen. Preach. He told me, ain't God, when I got ordained here, he said, you got to loosen up. Amen. I'm trying to. Amen. But I'm telling you, brother, he had preached. I remember that morning as a young child, him walking the aisle preaching. Amen. Tears coming down his face. Amen. Little old ladies waving their hands. Amen. Listen. I remember that, brother. Listen, it got to my attention. Hey, friend, can I tell you this, brother? Listen. Thank God we've got educated now. We've got to get educated preachers. Hey, we got to get men that my friend's got a degree. Amen. I'm telling you, better have a born-again degree. You better have a calling of God, friend. I'm telling you, the young people need to hear a man of God. Sweat, not be afraid of them, but love them, amen, and tell them the truth, and be their friend, amen. I'm telling you, Jochebed taught him, amen. That's right. And I'm going to tell you, you'll live. You can't live by something you don't know. You can't do it. My mama taught me, I ain't going through all this stuff again this morning. My mama taught me, yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am, thank you, no thank you. But it was a sin not to say that. I mean, she is rough. Amen. She told me, she said, if you don't say that, then I'm gonna whoop you when you get home. Amen. She said, when you go in that house, thank God, she said, you sit down in that chair. I mean, there's hot, boring houses. Amen. I mean, I was young. Amen. They went and saw, thank God, these older people. Amen. I went against older people. I mean, I was 12 and 13 years old. I wouldn't want to sit there and thank God and hear them talk about aches and ailments and all that. Amen. And they said, they're sitting here in the chair. Amen. I remember Rusty. He wasn't as mischievous as me. Boy, I was thinking, unto God, I'd like to get that TV on over there and watch that football game. Amen. But I can. If I'd asked them to turn the TV on, son, amen. Now, if I went to Aunt Jetty's house, amen, she'd sit there, amen, she had something on. I said, Aunt Jetty, you mind me turn the TV? She said, do what you want to, honey, amen. I turned that thing, that football game, amen. That's just the way it was. But I'm telling you, if I went to the house, and Brother Keith, listen, we went to houses, I'm telling you, we visited all the time. People don't do that no more. But they, listen, we got up there and have him old hardback chairs too. Boy, I'm telling you, and mama said, y'all sit there. We sat there, brother, and listen. Thank God they'd get to talking about everything under the sun. I was just bored. And I sat there for an hour more. Amen. Didn't say nothing. Amen. I mean nothing. Listen, can you grab a hold of this? I know this is, thank God, I'm an old fogey and all that. But I tell you, when we went off on vacation, son, we looked out the window. Amen. We never asked them how long it's going to be before we get there. We never said, we have a drink. We never said, can we have a cookie? Hey, we never said nothing. Amen. We just sat in the window and looked out the window. Amen. Every once in a while, when my grandma went, we counted cows and buried them. Amen. But I'm telling you, brother, listen. Thank God, there's authority that's got to start when there's a child. If it ain't started then, it never will be in them. Amen. That's right. You say you're trying to get us to live like you did. No, I'm trying to get you to see what's important. That's right. And I'm glad, thank God, for the blessings of God. Amen. I never taught my children money was a success. I never bragged on them unless I knew they was doing it I felt like they was doing it from the heart. And my grandpa never did. My mama, she loved me. She'd hug my neck and thank me. And not many after that, my daddy wouldn't. Amen. It wasn't because he didn't love me. It's just because of the way daddies were then. Your daddy never come and said, if he told you to go feed the dog, son, you done a good job. Amen. Amen. That's right, buddy. He wouldn't do that. Amen. That's right. I remember, brother, listen, my grandpa taught me how to play baseball, taught me how to swim, everything else. Taught me how to shoot a gun. I'm not good at shooting a gun. I told you one time it helped me. I mean, I can go back today. I was squirrel hunting in the woods with him. And he had his double barrel shotgun. It kicked bad. I mean, I was just a young boy. I mean, I know it's going to put me on the ground if I shot it. He said, he handed me the gun. I said, shoot up there in that squirrel's nest. I said, I don't want to. He said, I said, shoot in the squirrel's nest. I said, Papa, I'm scared. It's going to knock me down the gun. And boy, you talking about getting hot, son. He got hot. He said, what'd you do? I shot in the squirrel's nest. He made me. I got knocked down when I shot it. Double barrel, hair trigger, 12 gauge. Amen. But you know what? It done something good for me. Amen. There's something about sports. I never think anything ought to be put above God. I'd help you, Dad, this morning. I tell you, everybody will say amen on that. That's right. I don't think nothing ought to be put above God. But I do think athletics and whatever you choose to do, as long as you don't put it above God, I think it's good. I mean, I might be saying it because I was in athletics and coached and all that, but letting them go out in the woods like you do your youngins and carry a BB gun if they're old enough. Amen. We shot everything besides, thank God, something we couldn't do nothing with. We shot birds and everything else. Amen. My brother killed a bird one time. My mama told him, she said, the Booker man's going to get you. He started crying. The Booker man's going to get you. That's right. Amen. We're still, I shot the street light out. I told you about that story. I mean, I had that little daisy. I stand about here from that light. And I took it. And I said, Rusty, I said, no, I think it's a gun. I think it's a BB gun to reach that light. Pow. I shot it. I heard it hit it, but I thought it, you know, hit the outside and bounced off, you know, the light didn't come on at night. Amen. Daddy come to us. He said, who shot that light? I know something's wrong. You know anything about the light? Who, y'all shoot that light? And we all said, no, sir, we didn't do it. Amen. Rusty wasn't. He is a better boy than me. Amen. And I tell you what happened. I said, the Duke Power come out there and took the light out, and inside it was a BB. Amen. I mean, he called me and Rusty to the carpet. Amen. He said, who done that? Amen. Rusty stepped back, and I was standing there by myself. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. He said, come on in. He didn't say to the son, if you'll go stand in the corner for 5 minutes, you'll be all right. I said, praise God. Amen. He said, come on in, boys. He took the black belt off. That's what he wore. Amen. He bent me over the bed and gave it to me. Amen. Help me. Amen. You know why? Listen, friend. Are you listening to me? Spanking a child's for discipline. It's for training. It's not to beat a child, just to beat him. Because you're mad at what they did. But thank God if you don't instruct them and discipline them, and he done that to me. And I'm telling you what, I can't help but think. Amen. When Solomon wrote that, thank God David whooped him. Amen. That's right. Praise God. He is David's son. He wrote the book of Proverbs. Amen. Listen. Thank God you learn a lot growing up. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, friend, that we did. And brother, I'm telling you what, you invest in them. Invest in your youngins. Amen. They're your property, friend. I'm telling you, we did. Just let them go today. Hey, amen. We're so selfish in the adult world, and everybody's got their own phone and looking at it, and their kids is running wild. They don't know what they're doing and where they're going. I ain't against phones, but I'm against them, thank God, if you can't watch your children. Ain't that right? God have mercy. We might as well call a funeral home. You're about to die on me. I need preaching like this. I mean, I need it. I don't know what I was going to preach this morning besides Moses, and thank God I'm here telling you about, thank God, cell phones. Moses didn't have one. Amen. He didn't have a cell phone, but he had a voice to God. Yep. Amen. And God had a voice to him. Yep. And I'm telling you, brethren, listen. Thank God Moses, friend, was God's man. Amen. It's a miracle. Listen. Thank God he had him, thank God, delivered from the brink of death. Amen. Listen, brought him out of the river, gave her back to his mama, lived in Egypt under Pharaoh's rules, learned the ways of Egypt. Thank God forsook the way of Egypt, goes to the backside of the desert. Amen. Runs and lives. Thank God as a shepherd under Jethro. Amen. Just remember this. And I ain't going to preach too long. But Moses had 40 years. Yep. 40 years he left Egypt. 40 years he's on the backside of the desert. Yep. And 40 years he's leading them, thank God, into the promised land. He didn't get to go because he disobeyed God. But can you get this here? I believe that's the purpose of God. Because the man that was a law could not take them into the promised land. And I know he smote the rock twice. And finally, I mean, the meekest man there was. Ain't God in the Old Testament, but he smote that rock twice. Amen. And when water came out, there came water, but there came a price for disobedience. Amen. And he didn't get to go into the land. He got to see it, but he didn't enter it. Amen. Even though he's still on the Mount of Transfiguration, even though he was God's man, but go back to his childhood. Go back to the miraculous works of God. Amen. A man that said he couldn't talk. A man that said he couldn't do what God said. Amen. But ended up walking through the Red Sea on dry ground, taking the Israelites through. God drowning Pharaoh. Amen. And winning the victory. Amen. Right. So bless him. One day he was in the arms of Jochebed. She hit him. And now he's leading 2 million Jews or more across the Red Sea on dry ground. And God's with him every step of the way. Boys, I'm going to tell you, I know this is a fainting message in the day, but I'm telling you, Brother Keith, God can raise up who he wants to when he wants to. I know that. I know that, but God's got a plan. That young lady's behind you. Amen. That's right. These two. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen, they wouldn't be sitting here today had they not been born again. But the first thing, they was born into America, and they was born where they could, Kayla could hear the truth of God. And she married a man out of the church.
That's right.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Amen.
It don't have to be like that, but I'm telling you what, it's a good way.
Amen.
I'll say this too. Outside of getting saved by the grace of God, buddy, your life, brother, listen, what you do with it, God saved you for a purpose. He saved you for a purpose, son. Don't ever let the devil tell you any different. You got a lot of potential, and that's because God put it in you. And you got abilities to play an instrument. You got abilities to sing, and you got a good way about you. And you've been saved by your own testimony. You know who the devil's looking for? He ain't looking for people he's got. He's looking to destroy people that he ain't got. He's looking to destroy young girls, young boys, and taking them, letting them out at a mall when they're 13 years old or ramble around, don't know who they with and who they're going to be with. Praise God, my mama was tougher than that. We wasn't in a Christian household, even though we wasn't a bunch of, amen, we didn't live like the rest of the people, but brethren, we didn't have no God. My mama got saved after I did. My daddy got saved after I did. Are you saved? Are you saved? I didn't say, thank God, 20 years ago you're saved. I'm talking about today. If you ain't saved today, you ain't saved. If you got eternal life, thank God, it might have started 20 years ago in time. And I'm telling you what, brother, it'll still be working in you today. Salvation don't stop it today. You make a profession. Amen. Listen, when God saved me, put some in, I got saved, thank God, amen, in 1983, brother. Amen. Listen, I wouldn't be here today. Amen. If I hadn't had the grace of God. Amen. I'm a preacher. Thank God I was in love with God before I ever was a preacher. I ain't trying to live for God. Somebody said, I'm trying to live for God. Well, quit trying. Let God live through you. You ain't going to live for him. You got to let God live through you. Amen. That's the way Christian life is. Christ in you. He's living through you. Amen. I'm saved. Praise God, because I'm saved. Amen. He saved me from sin. He put a new heart in me. Thank God he gave me new desires. It don't mean I don't struggle. It don't mean I still fall short. But it does mean, thank God, there's an everlasting life in me. Thank God that God put in me. Amen. Put the truth in me. Amen. That's right. The truth's in me. Praise God. He said that and I'm through. He said, you shall know the truth. Do you know the truth? The truth will make you free. Free inwardly. That's where it's at, brother. Dies free inwardly. You know why you get up here and testify like that and preach like that? Because it's in you. He ain't no showman. He ain't coming here to put on a show. His wife sung good. I like the way she sung. I mean, I like that. I like the youngins around them. That's the way it ought to be. One day it won't be. There'll never be another service like this service today. There might be something close to it, but it never will be just like this. Once you walk out the door, it's history. In this time, but it ain't history in your mind and heart. But I'm telling you, are you listening? She hit her son. But God used him later on in life. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, you get to see in your children the importance that God put in her. I look at my grandchildren, son. I'm telling you, brother, listen. Grandchildren, some of the best blessings a man could ever have in life. We taught our children, raised our children. We don't have to raise our grandchildren. We just love them. Amen. I love my children, too.
Praise God. My grandchildren, praise God, can come hug my neck. Hug on me. Amen. That boy down there at Matt's, that Cole, he's something else. He come out there. We went out there the other night to graduate, and he sat down. It was 10 o'clock at night about. We sat down, and he said, "I want a hot dog." I said, "Boy, you ain't getting a hot dog tonight now." He got over there stomping in that water and carrying on. I just laughed. I said, "Boy," I said, "get out of that water." Amen. If I'd been Matt, you see, when he was little, I'd have probably yanked his chain. Amen. Amen. You know what Mandy would say, "Daddy, now you know you was rough on us in doing that." I said, "I know it was, but I ain't on you. I'm not raising y'all no more." Amen. Amen. That's right. But I'm going to tell you what, my grandparents, Mr. Bud Woolley, one of the greatest men in my life. I look just like him. My mama's daddy. Most of the time you look like your daddy's daddy. Look just like Mr. Woolley. He was my hero in life. Him and Nanny, that's what we called her, Nanny. They was great to my life. It was great to my life. They was like second parents, really. But they had such an influence on my life. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Todd, you can look back in your life and different people's lives, but I'm telling you this. Who you raised by is going to come around, they're going to say, "Hey, he's got some of that in him." You raised by your daddy and mama, you got some of your daddy and mama in you. You're a Parker. You can't get away from that. I'm a Hyde. I can't get away from that. My mama was a Woolley. Amen. That's what my grandpa was, real hairy. He said, "That's why they call me Woolley." Amen. You don't raise them at one time, folks. One time. That's all you raise them. This boy here is going to be 13. When are you going to be 13?
August 30th.
What?
August 30th.
Stay humble. Stay humble. Love God. I ain't heard you testify in a while. Need to thank God. Amen. Boy, you better hug him while you can, Brother Key. Amen. Better hug him while you can. Amen. I remember when they was little. Amen. I remember when all these youngins was little. Amen. When I come here, I was 29. I remember when they was little. Amen. Love your children while you can. Teach them right. They're going to grow up one day. You can still love them, but when they're out of your house, it's a little different. Amen. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing me. Brother Dial, pray for us this morning.